بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We will continue now into the discussion of the important lessons for the Muslim, general Muslim Ummah. And we have reached chapter 11, and the chapter's heading is Mubtilatu Salah, the invalidators of Salah, meaning those actions which nullifies one's Salah, and therefore the person must redo the Salah. First is the willful talking, in Salah concerning that which is not related to be a benefit in Salah. So if a person talks in Salah out of forgetfulness or ignorance, then in accordance with the correct opinion, his Salah is not nullified. Now the evidence for the evidence for the nullification or the invalidity of the Salah based upon the due to willful talking in Salah is the report from Zayd bin Arqam, who said, we used to talk in Salah. The person would talk to his neighbor in Salah until the following verse was revealed from Surah Al-Baqarah. Two 238. Guard strictly the five obligatory salawat, especially the middle salah, and stand before Allah with obedience, and don't speak to others during salah. No. So we were commanded not to speak to each other in salah. So this is the first invalidator. And we said earlier that the one who speaks due to forgetfulness or ignorance, his salah is not invalid. The evidence for this is in the story of Muawiyah ibn al-Hakam al-Sulami radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he spoke in the Salah due to ignorance, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam admonished him and said, "Inna hadhihi as-salah la yasluhu fiha shay'un min kalam an-nas." In this Salah, nothing from what goes on between people in speech is valid in it. "Innama hiya at-tasbihu wat-takbiru wa qira'atu al-Qur'an." Verily it is tasbih and takbir and the recitation of the Quran. This is reported in Sahih Muslim. The point of evidence is that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not command him to redo the salah, although he spoke in the salah out of ignorance. The second invalidator is laughing in Salah. Ibn al-Mundhir rahimahullah said, أجمعوا على أن الضحك يفسد الصلاة. They mean the scholars were unanimous that the laughing invalidates the Salah. And the third is willful eating and drinking. And is also reported from Ibn Mundhir rahimahullah. He said, أجمع كل من نحفظ عنه أن من أكل أو شرب في الفرض عامدا أن عليه الإعادة. It's unanimous from those whom we preserved, meaning knowledge from, that whoever eats and drinks in the fard deliberately, then his then he has to repeat or redo the salah. So the deliberate eating and drinking, this is the third invalidator. The fourth invalidator is انكشاف العورة, the appearance of one's private parts that must be covered. So the uncovering of the awra, and the awra, the private parts that must be covered, because this is a condition from the conditions of salah, as we learned in the chapter number 6. So if the awra becomes uncovered deliberately, then this invalidates the salah. Now, we have mentioned how many now? First, the talking and laughing, eating and drinking, and uncovering of the awra, 4. And the fifth, we considered eating and drinking the same, okay? And the next one is too much deviation or diverging from the direction of the Qibla. From the direction of the Qibla. Because facing the Qibla or directing oneself in the direction of the Qibla is one of the conditions of the Salah, as was discussed also in the Dars al-Sadis in the 6th class. So if he diverges away from this direction deliberately, then his Salah is invalid. And the next one is the wudu, the nullification by wudu. So in the invalidity of the wudu, because wudu, tahara, the ablution. So when there is invalidated wudu, because wudu is a condition from the conditions of salah, where salah is not valid unless there is purification. And the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يقبل الله صلاة أحدكم إذا أحدث أحدكم إذا أحدث حتى يتوضأ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept the salah of anyone of you if he breaks the wudu by ritual, due to ritual impurity, and the ritual impurities are known until he makes wudu. No. This concludes the invalidators, and so we repeat them in summary. Deliberate talking, laughing, eating, drinking deliberately, and uncovering of the awra, the too much deviation from the direction of the Qibla, and the invalidity of wudu. Invalidation of wudu. Are they clear now to you, inshallah? Are they clear? Alhamdulillah, they are easy to remember. Make note of them, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.